to the Goddess Complex. My name is Ashley Michelle, Shadow Worker, Galactic Starseed Channel, and Spiritual Business Mentor. Each week, I bring you a special guest that is a spiritual practitioner, or we have an in-depth discussion on buzzworthy or taboo topics within the spiritual community. It is one of my soul missions to help you unlock your soul purpose through shadow work, care, and deep study. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. Let's get after it. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Goddess Complex podcast. Have you missed me, darlings? I really hope you have. Your girl took a bit of a break and it was very unannounced and spontaneous. Hello, Sagittarius Queen. And no lie, I had to get my shit back together. The holidays was busy, and I'm sure it was super busy for you too. Over here, we have been so busy connecting with family and enjoying each other, sleeping, eating, enjoying life. We redid the office as a birthday present to me. She's almost done, and then I'm going to reveal her, but we're getting there. And yeah, we're back. And we're back right on time. Everything happens for a reason, because I couldn't have picked a better day to be back podcasting with you than the new moon in Capricorn. Huzzah! Of course, I picked one of the most powerful portals of 2024 to come in and chit-chat with you for a bit about life, love, business, and astrology. Hey! If you are old here, welcome back. If you're new here, welcome home. It's the Goddess Complex, babe. We talk all sorts of shit. We talk witchy shit. We talk business shit. We talk visibility shit. And we just talk shit, right? It's a new year. We have some new guests lined up for you all. I am so excited about what's to come next. Yeah, make sure you check us out on the YouTube. We've gone visual. Most episodes will be visual, but not all. And make sure that you leave us a loving comment. Leave us that 5-star review. Let us know you're listening. Let us know what you want to hear. Like, I am literally here for you. So let me know what you want, what you need, and I will do it. Speaking of which, this year, 2024, we are doing the eclipse series, okay? This is not a new moon portal, not a full moon portal. We have 4 eclipses in 2024. We're mainly working with the Libra Aries axis, right? So we're working with the idea of togetherness, the idea of asking for help, the idea of someone being dependent on you and potentially you even being dependent on others. And then when and where to take leadership, when and where to be a boss, when and where to take the lead of your own life, says Aries, right? The first sign of the zodiac. And so I'm really excited about this. This is going to be 4 eclipse sessions. This is going to be group. These are going to be super powerful, transformational portals that I am hosting, very intimate spaces. If you know you want in, go and get on the wait list. The notes, it's in the show notes at the bottom of, it's in the show notes. Just go there, okay? Go there. It's going to be a vibe. Our first eclipse is on March 24th, I believe, late March. So we're getting right on into it. So make sure you get your asses in the wait list, boo. Now, for the star of the show, darling, the star of the show, this new moon, hunty. So we have a new moon in Capricorn. We couldn't have been blessed anymore. And this is why. We have to think about it, right? New moons are a time of building. It's a time to build the energy. It's a time to really seriously be in creation with yourself and who you are. And then we have Capricorn, the goat, quite literally the greatest of all time, and the goat, as in Billy Goat, right? Capricorn is all about mastering what it loves. And it's all about working on the goals until they are done. And not just done, finished, okay, we're good, but like impeccable. Capricorn is about achievement and achieving. And so I asked you, dear one, dear listener, dear friend of mine, what the fuck do you want? Okay, today's episode is going to be a sermon. It's going to, like, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. Capricorn is the king, queen, the ruler of, what's the word I'm looking for? Tough love. We're not giving any sympathy. We're just going to fucking do it. And I'm sorry. I'm going to be honest and transparent with you. Just fucking do it. What do you want? I'm not sorry, actually. What do you want, right? Day in and day out, we see so many people who make these goals, right? Who make these New Year's resolutions, who, how many failed YouTubes, you know, are there in YouTube land, right? How many failed businesses? How many times has somebody told you that you can't do something, that you shouldn't do something, that you'd be more suited to do something else, right? That you are not enough. And how many times have you internalized that bull? It's just not true. We don't have to be the product of our environments anymore, unless you want to be. We also don't have to be somebody else's scapegoat, pun intended. We have the power to create whatever world we are looking to create. We have the power to make how much ever money we're looking to make. We have the power to work in whatever area we want to work in. And this new moon in Capricorn is offering us this beautiful space, to set down the bricks, to lay down the framework of what it is we are creating and why, right? Why does this bring you life? Why does this bring you joy? Whose lives do you want to touch because of this work that you are doing here? Whether you work for non-for-profits, whether you're an artist, whether you're a poet, whether you're writing a book, right? Whether you're getting your business off the ground, what do you desire and deserve? What do I always say? What you desire and deserve is right within your reach. And I say this because so many of us think it's so far away. We underestimate the power of our magic. You are the alchemist. You are the magician. You create the rules of the game. This earth matrix, this earth game that we are playing, we create the rules every single time we make a decision. Every single time we make a choice. Every single time you decide to go to the gym, you are making a choice for that future version of yourself. Every single time you decide to post on Instagram, you are making a choice for that future version of yourself. Every single time you decide to cook instead of going to McDonald's, you are making a choice for that future version of yourself. Every single time you decide to put that $5 away instead of spending it on Amazon, you are making a choice for that future version of yourself. Who do you want to be? Who are you creating in 2024 and on and on and on? And how are you going to make choices that reflect that every single day? I'm not saying that every choice has to be the, quote, right one. As we know, right and wrong are constructs of the design, right? They're not really real. They're just there. Right and wrong is in the eye of the beholder. You know how they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder? So is right and wrong. What one person thinks is right, another one might be wrong. Another one might think it's wrong. You know? And so what I'm here to tell you is that it's time for you to step into the work, friend. That's what I'm here to tell you. Too many of you have aspirations and dreams and beautiful magic that needs to be seen by so many. Too many of you. And too many of you are choosing the easier path. Are choosing the road that's easier to travel with less gravel, or with more gravel, actually. No, less gravel, right? LOL. Did you miss me? I'm thinking the imagery that I'm getting in my head is like a road that's like rocky and not paved and all fucked up. And that's like the hard road to walk, right? And then there's another road that is smooth and paved and the lines were just created and it's nice and it doesn't get hot from the sun and it's perfect and it's just a smooth walk. I'm telling you, friend, that smooth walk is leading you into nothingness. LOL, I said what I said. And I'm saying this because it's leading you into a space of comfortability. And anybody who's done great things is going to tell you that comfortability is not what you want. And what I mean by that, I mean to get where you desire to go, whatever your aspirations are, is it to make your first 100K? Is it to make the million? Is it to book your first client? Is it to get the YouTube off the ground? Is it to graduate massage therapy school, right? Is it to sell your first piece of art? Whatever it is, whatever the goal is, it is not going to be on the road that's paved. You're not going to get there that way. You're just not. I'm sorry, but you're not. I don't care how much money is in the trust fund. I don't care that you've had a hard life. This new moon in Capricorn is about the grit, babe. It is about the motherfucking grit. And it is about committing to the mission. It is about declaring what it is you are going to do and taking little steps every day to get there. That's what it's about. In little micro steps every day, that's going to help you get there. Do you think I lost 100 pounds overnight? No, honey. That shit took me 34 years. I almost forgot how old I was. I was going to say 33. I just turned 34. But no, that took me 34 years. I have dealt with obesity my whole life, yo-yo dieting my whole life, eating disorders my whole life. And then when I finally committed to actually doing the work, it still took me 2+ years. I wasn't one of those stories. I lost 100 pounds in 6 months. No, that wasn't my story at all. It took me over 2 years. And I'm still going. This new moon in Capricorn is not about feeling sorry for ourselves. It's not about saying, well, that person over there has a bunch of money to invest in their business, and that's why their business is making millions. Fuck them. Worry about you. And worry about the people that you are here to serve. Worry about the magic, the medicine that you are here to create. Worry about that. It is not about anybody else and how they are getting there. Capricorn energy, the goat, my friend, is about putting their head down and doing the work. They are not worried about what their neighbor is doing. They are focused on what they are doing. They are focused on what they are creating, what they are bringing into the world, not anybody else. And they are not making excuses for what they have or what they don't have. Capricorn is also, it's an earth sign, by the way. It's not about quick fixes like our Aries energy can be, right? It's not about impulsivity, spontaneity. Capricorn is about taking their motherfucking time. Because when they do deliver this medicine, when they do drop this wisdom, when they do give this tea, oh, hunty, you are going to appreciate it. You are going to love it. You're going to be bewildered by it because it's that damn good. It's that damn good. Capricorn sees the value in what they are creating. And honey, you will wait for it. You will wait until it's ready. That TikTok that I love. Let him cook. Let him cook. Let him cook. It just applies to so many things. And it's a great TikTok for Capricorn. Let it fucking cook. Don't rush. So many folks want to rush the creative process. I want to make my millions tomorrow. Well, baby, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice if we've already hit it tomorrow and like we didn't have to worry about our bills and our mortgage and our rent and putting food on the table and making sure the lights were on and everything was nice and we all lived like a Kardashian, darling? Wouldn't that be amazing? Well, what is the earth game if that's what it is, right? Our dear friend of the podcast, Abram Hicks, always says it's in the journey. And of course, you might be thinking, well, Ashley, that's so cliche. But why, though, right? Why is a cliche if there's no truth to it? It truly is in the journey. I struggled for every single motherfucking pound I lost, baby. Boo. And I would take none of it back. None of it back. I'm glad it took that long. Now I have a healthy relationship with food. Ish. We're still working. The shadow work doesn't end, honey. The shadow work doesn't end. And I know I owe you another episode of Fitness and Food. She's coming. Don't you worry. But I worked for every single pound. My business, 5 years in business, I worked for every single sale I got. And every single client that has come through this goddamn door, that has come through Starseed Shadows, has been so appreciative and always comes back. And always comes back. It is my honor to work with you all in such a high level. It is my honor to do this podcast. It is my honor to be on the grit train with you. It is my honor to be alongside you, New Earth leader. We have to stop with this instant gratification thing that we all want so damn much, because it's not about instant gratification. And one of the major lessons for this new moon in Capricorn is that let's lay the foundation down, right? Let's lay down the framework, the groundwork. What do we want? What do we desire? What do we deserve? What magic are we looking to create? And how long will it take? I don't know, because it's not about that. It's about laying down the foundation and what things do I have control over now, today. You want to lose weight? I have control over how much water I drink and how much sleep I get. Maybe you just had a baby and you might not have control over how much sleep you get. I don't have one of them, but I know they kind of run the show for a hot second, right? So maybe you don't have control over that, but maybe you have control over your water intake. And maybe you have control over your food intake. And I know if you have a new baby, it might be easier to reach for the McDonald's, but is the McDonald's helping the situation, right? The new moon in Capricorn is about looking at the choices that we're making, and are they helping the situation? Are they helping me grow, or are they keeping me safe? Right? Because sometimes, and let me break that down a little bit. Are they helping me grow? Or are they keeping me safe? I'm not telling you to compromise your safety, but what I'm saying is the ego loves to confuse uncomfortability or comfortability and safety. The ego loves to confuse comfortability and safety, right? And the ego is always going to choose comfortability and make you think that it's safety. Always. You will not reach the goals that you are looking to reach in the safe zone, in the zone of comfortability. You must step out of that zone of comfortability in order to go somewhere new, right? This is why I always say the shadow work is never done, because it's not. We just get better at doing it. We become more self-aware. We become more empowered in our decisions. We understand more how our guides and our spirit people talk to us. Yes, I said spirit people. You know what I mean. If you know, you know. Okay. We understand more how to commune with our selves. We understand more how to be in communication with our partners, with our loved ones. We understand more when things are off and how to turn them back on, if that makes sense. So I ask you, my friend, what the fuck do you want? Stop playing small. What do you desire to create? What do you desire to build? Who do you desire to become? Step into that role. Magician, please. Step into that role. What sorts of things can you do? Is it being in better communication with your partner to step into this role of this version of self that you are desiring to create, right? 2024 is an 8-year, babe. It is a strength card year. That's what it is. And with the strength card, we are quite literally, with the card, we are looking at what appears to be a woman identifying individual with their hand in the mouth of a lion. And the lion just seems so tame and so chill. And this is from the Rider-Waite, by the way, original. So tame, so chill, so relaxed, right? This woman has figured out how to tame this beast, right? They figured it out. They figured out the codes. They have found an area of strength that is not brute strength. Consider the strength card and then consider the circus, right? How do they tame those animals? They use brute strength, right? They use punishment, right? That is not where we're going this year. We are unlearning learned behaviors that have kept us in a space of comfortability and lack mentality. To be honest with you, we are understanding our strength on a level that we've never had the opportunity to understand it before. We are understanding how far we can go. One thing I always say in my spin classes is that the mind will always give out before the body. The body can always do so much more than we think it can. It's our mind that comes in and says, oh my God, this hurts. Oh my God, we have to stop. Oh my God, this isn't cool. Oh my God, no, no. Oh my God, I can't breathe. No, 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 no. That is what I'm talking about. When I say the ego is always going to choose comfortability, you're fucking fine, out of gear. You're fine. And I say this because you are. And I know we all have different situations. I know we're all living under different circumstances. That does not mean that you cannot create the individual that you're looking to create in this world. That doesn't mean that you can't create the imprint that you desire to create in this world. That doesn't mean that you have to play small in this world because you have less than somebody else. That doesn't mean that. And so for this new moon in Capricorn, I wanted to come at you direct because Capricorn is so goddamn direct. And because I wanted to start the year off with a bang with you. And I need you to know that I believe in you, friend. I believe in the magic that you're cooking. Because you still wouldn't be cooking the magic if you didn't believe in it. And if you believe in it, I believe in it. So then we both believe in it. So now what? Now what? What are you going to do with that belief? Are you going to continue to play small, to play a scared game? Or are you going to be the bricklayer? Are you going to develop the strength? Are you going to find your limits and recognize and realize that what you thought your limits were are so far past that. So far past that, that what you thought you had in the tank, you actually have a whole nother tank on reserve. You just didn't know. You had to go to the further, the outermost reaches of what you thought your limit was to even see, to even observe that you have so much more in the tank. Because you do. I ask you again, who do you want to be? What do you want to become? What do you want to create? Who do you want to affect? How do you want to move people? How do you want to make your money? How do you want to raise your children? What clients do you want to call in? What do you want to make this year? This is the energy that you work with today. This energy right here, this get it the fuck done energy, this Capricornian energy, because you can, you will, and you are more than capable. You don't need fancy tools. You don't need to wait till you cross a certain number to finally buy your home. You can do the groundwork right now. You want to buy a house, but you're worried about your credit. Do the groundwork right now. Is there a first-time home buyers program in your neighborhood, in your location that you're at? What do the foreclosures look like? Lay down the bricks for whatever it is you desire and deserve. Nothing will ever be perfect and in full alignment, ever. This is Earth School. Nothing is going to be in full alignment. It's not how it works. So if you're waiting for everything to be perfect and for your T's to be crossed and your I's to be dotted, babe, you're going to continue waiting and you're going to continue staying in a cycle of excuses. You know, that's what it's going to be. You just got to pull the motherfucking trigger. No matter how small it is or how big it is, that is what you have to do. And I have full faith that that is what you will do, because the folks that listen to the Goddess Complex are fucking doers. And you, my friend, are a goddamn doer. Period. Mic drop. Happy new moon, babes. If you know you want in on this eclipse energy that we're making, get on the wait list. Make sure you share the episode. I love you so much. Ciao, ciao for now. Hey, babe, did you love the episode? I sure hope so. Don't forget to enter that contest to win a $500 voucher to be used inside of the Starseed Shadows universe on anything you want. How amazing, right? So here's how you enter. You leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you take a screenshot of the review and tag me in it at Starseed Shadows on Instagram. Super easy, super simple. Write the review on Apple Podcasts. Put it in your stories on IG, tag me in it, and you will be entered to win a $500 voucher to be used on anything inside of the Starseed Shadows universe. We choose a new winner each month. So let's get it, babe. Thanks for listening. See you next week.